name of the program is Cypress Avenue, and I'm Bill Shapiro.
I was a media freak. I got started at the age of 5 when I got an RCA Victor Victrola that played 78 RPM records. That led me to the radio and WHB and KCMO and KNBC. This was well before the television age, so there wasn't any distraction. The radio was on all the time. That passion, I don't know, it touches something inside of me. The music is just part of who and what I am.
You're listening to a special edition of KCUR's Central Standard. I'm Ron Jones, and for a lot of my time here at KCUR, I was a producer for Bill Shapiro's Cypress Avenue. Recent news last week of Bill's passing has us all reflecting on his life and the legacy he left here at KCUR. So we're bringing you the final episode of Cypress Avenue again. We'll hear some of Bill's favorite music as well as his own reflections. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this special tribute to Bill Shapiro and Cypress Avenue on KCUR's Central Standard.
I'm an 81-year-old native Kansas Cityan who went to Southwest High School when it was one of the best high schools in the country. And from there, I went to Washington University in St. Louis. My dad was a doc. He was an immigrant to this country. So it was pretty much described that I was going to be a doctor, too. I went through 4 years of pre-med and said, I don't want anything to do with this. So coming from a professional family, if I wasn't going to be a doctor, I'd be a lawyer. And so I took the pre-law test and destroyed it. And I thought, this is the sign from God as to what I'm supposed to do with my life. And I did. I went to law school and practiced here in Kansas City for over 40 years. I was a commercial lawyer. I didn't do trial work. Everybody thought you were I was a trial lawyer. But no, I did business law is what I did. And that's kind of how it all took off. Just thinking about when it all began, because I can put a very specific date on that. It would have been Christmas morning, 1942. I was 5 years old. And my uncle, for Christmas that year, acting out Santa Claus, gave me an RCA Victor Victrola that played 78 RPM records. Why he did, I don't know. There must have been some clue that I was listening to something. But I was hooked. Hook, line, and sinker. My mother wrote we used to have baby books, you know. My mother wrote in my baby book, if we let him, little Billy would sit in front of that Victrola in his rocking chair all day, every day. And it's true, I would. That's all I wanted to do. And then there are, you know, those happy accidents that occur. The happy accident that occurred for me was that my mom's closest friend's husband happened to be in the coin-operated vending machine business, which included jukeboxes. There weren't kids' records back then. I mean, we're talking about back in the 40s. But he would take the records off the jukeboxes when they weren't being listened to and give them to me. And that's how I got hooked. Fancy dotes and dozy dotes and little lancy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you?
Yes, mazzy dotes and dozy dotes, a little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you?
Mersey dotes and dozy dotes and little lambseed ivy, a kiddly davy too, wouldn't you? That's the song. Yeah, I like the tempo. It was listenable. It was also a song that didn't have a point of view. It was a nonsense song. It could be whatever you wanted it to be, as opposed to the love songs and like that that made up most of your hit parade, which I followed, religiously.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4.
My parents being, parents who wanted the best for their kids and all this kind of stuff, thought, well, maybe he ought to learn to play an instrument. So, of course, you start at the age of at a piano, and I don't think that lasted more than a month. I was quite happy to sit on the stool next to my teacher and watch her play, but I didn't have any ability to emulate it. And I left it alone for a long time, but the thought kept coming back. Mm-hmm. At one time, I was a totally devoted jazz fan. That was when I was in high school. I was really a hardcore jazz fan. And I decided I wanted to play the vibraphone. So I took the vibes, and I played those briefly. But after a short stint with both of them, I told a number of folks that I play one instrument great, and that's a Victrola.
Oh, and I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, 'cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them. They don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer. Yeah, the Wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Oh, well, it's Flo on my left arm, and there's Mary on my right. And Janie is the girl, well, that I'll be with tonight. And when she asks me which one I love the best, I tear open my shirt and I show her Rosie on my chest, 'cause I'm a wanderer.
I had seen a show on television, and for the life of me, I can't think of which one it is. If it comes back to me, I'll let you know, where somebody was doing something with the movies and some art form and taking it apart. And I thought, you could do that with pop music. And that was what the motivation was. And I realized that I wasn't going to be on WHB. So I somehow got to KCUR, and I walked in, and I remember saying to the then station manager, I want to do an intelligent show on rock and roll music. And he said, there's the room. Let's see what you can do. It was Ballads by Rockers. That was the name of the show. It was ballad material performed by people like Elvis Presley and those who you didn't think of as ballad singers. It kind of gave an insight to the fact that there's going to be a slant on this thing. It's not just going to be, I'm going to play you 18 songs and mention the name and of the artist and the name of the recording. I wanted context. I wanted to give it meaning. That was my approach, yeah.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago.
Jimmy Dorsey was the host of the show. This was back all the way back in the 50s. And Jimmy Dorsey came out and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a young man from Memphis, Tennessee, who's creating quite a stir down here." And Elvis Presley came on the stage. And I was, you know, gobsmacked. It was just, it was so different. It was so out of the context of everything that I had known and had such power. My buddy, whose house it was, who was a musician and was the only person I ever met who could play jazz piano, he was upstairs doing something else, and I'm watching this thing downstairs. When Presley got off the stage, I ran up the stairs and said, "I've just seen something like I've never seen before." Bob Dylan appeals more to my head than to my gut. Bob Dylan is somebody who changed the world in many ways, and I think one of the great geniuses of our time. The words are what make him special. I mean, his lyrics will take you places. You'll have, if you really listen, if you really hear him, it opens up parts of your mind that you might not have been aware of. It offers insights. The guy is just an abiding genius.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say, "Beware, doll, you're bound to fall." You thought they were all kidding you.
I'm a music addict. There's no question about it. I'm constantly reading about it, listening to other sources to find out what turns me on, etc. And then when I find something, I go out and get it. I also spend a huge amount of time listening. And my passion is it goes beyond just the content. It goes to the sound. I have a sound system that I've built over the years that is absolutely nonpareil, and I spend a lot of time just listening to the music. Aretha Franklin, for me, is the absolute soul of gospel music, and gospel music has a power. If you love music and you're not aware of the gospel church, you've missed half your life. The joy that that woman emanates and that the gospel music creates, which is unique. I mean, I have nothing to do with the black church, except for the fact that I think the music that comes out of the black church is as moving and exciting as any source I'm aware of. Motown, for me, is unique. It was as much a signature music as anything I can think of. I was hooked on music when I was 5 years old, and what I was hearing was, you know, the pop music of the time. It was music by committee. Somebody wrote the melody. Somebody else wrote the lyric. Somebody sang it, and somebody produced it, and that music was fine. That's what I wanted to hear. But when rock and roll came along, what it changed was it became a personal expression. The creator was the performer, and that gave it, you know, the same kind of power you have from a movie or a book or anything else. It took it to another level, and that's what hooked me. Motown was music by committee. There was no question about it, but the committee had great taste.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, "Son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride." And then she said, "Just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
I'm a passionate person, and while I appreciate great lyrics and the English language and all that kind of stuff, ultimately, if I'm going to fall in love with it, it's because it touches my gut. And Bruce Springsteen touches my gut. The Boss, huh?
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no, I can take you high. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Oh, I'm fine.
You know, a lot of times people think, you know, I'm so deeply into this and such a fan that I'm constantly checking up on these people and have a relationship. I'm just a fan like everybody else. I buy the stuff that I want to hear. I listen to it because of the context, not because of the personality. I'm not into that sort of thing. But, well, Sam Baker is unique in my experience because he's not an artist on a stage. He's more than that. Sam and I have become friends. I think he's a wondrous talent. He's a lovely human being, and Sam Baker's crossed the line for some reason, and Sam and I are friends.
I'm crawling back down in the ditch today. I got a crazy-ass wife, got a baby on the way. Glad I got work, glad I got pay. I'm crawling back down in the ditch today. The crew's a bunch of stoners. The boss, he's a shit, be a miracle if one of us is not yet hit. hit by a ton of pipe on a cheap-ass chain. Swinging round the sky in this pouring-ass rain. I'm crawling back down in the ditch today. I got a crazy-ass wife, got a baby on the way. Glad I got work, glad I got paid. Crawling back down in the ditch today. Well, my crazy-ass wife, she's nutty as her brother. Supposed to marry rich, according to her mother. Supposed to marry up, now she's a knocked up down by a poor man wrestling a pipe in the ground. I'm crawling back down in the ditch today. I got a crazy-ass wife, got a baby on the way. I'm glad I got work, I'm glad I got pay. Crawling back down in the ditch today. My wife, God bless her, and for what it's worth, you think she and Taylor Swift.
My favorite song of all time has to be Van Morrison's Into the Mystic, because it takes me into the mystic. Van Morrison speaks to my soul. I can't explain it any more than that, but what he does reaches deeper inside of me than any other artist I can think of. And I have been hooked on him since the first time I heard him.
We were born before the wind. Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old.
And now it is that time that I think we wind up this interesting edition of the show. It's a pleasure for me to do it with Ron Jones, my favorite producer and my good friend, which makes me very happy. And it's because of the fact that Ron and I have the chemistry that we do. That's part of what makes Cypress Avenue work, and I'm thankful for that. And I think I've said about everything I need to say. So now it is that time when I need to once again extend that very sincere thank you to my good buddy behind the controls, Mr. Ron Jones, who engineers the broadcast for me each week here in the studios of KCUR FM 89.3. The name of the program is Cypress Avenue. I'm Bill Shapiro. Be well, everybody.
And I'm Ron Jones. I was producer for KCUR Cypress Avenue for a number of years. I appreciate you listening to this episode of Central Standard, where we rebroadcasted a special edition of Cypress Avenue to remember Bill Shapiro, who passed away last week. You can read more about Bill Shapiro and his legacy on kcur.org.